March 27, 1932 Condition of Assurance for the Coming of the Kingdom of the Fiat upon Earth. The manifestations on the divine will be the fierce army of love, weapons and net, to conquer the creature. I was feeling all immersed in the divine volition, and oh, how many thoughts crowded my mind, and its light that formed its waves, and one followed the other, and these waves converted into voice, into murmuring, into celestial music. But oh, how difficult it is to retain the language of that interminable light. While being inside of it, one seems to comprehend much, but as soon as the light withdraws, only a few tiny little drops are left, and the sweet and unforgettable and dear memory of having been in the light of the eternal fiat. If blessed Jesus did not operate a miracle, lowering himself with the way more adaptable to the human nature, I would not have been able to say a thing. So, I felt in my mind the picture of the kingdom of the divine will, and I wanted Jesus to tell me what ones were the conditions for it, so as to be certain of its coming. And my celestial teacher, visiting the little newborn of his will, told me, "My blessed daughter, the conditions, absolute, necessary and of highest importance, that form the life and the nourishment in order to ensure the kingdom of my divine will, are, to ask of the creature great sacrifices and prolixity of long sacrifice. Therefore, our goodness, by virtue of the sacrifice it asks, must give surprising graces to the one of whom this sacrifice is asked, in such a way that to the creature, captivated by my love, by my gifts and by my graces, the sacrifice that I ask of her will seem nothing, even though she knows that her life is ended. She will no longer have any right over herself, all the rights will belong to the one who is asking for her sacrifice. If she did not know all the intensity of the sacrifice that she is accepting, it would not have all the value, because the more one knows the greatness, the weight of the sacrifice, the more value is placed in it. Knowledge places the exact and complete value in the sacrifice. On the other hand, for one who does not know all of the weight of a sacrifice, oh, how diminished are the value, the grace, the good that he must obtain. And then, our love remains wounded, our power feels powerless before a creature of whom we ask great sacrifices, making her know the way to which she must submit, and she, only for love of us and to fulfill our will, accepts everything. The prolixious sacrifice brings the prolixity of prayer, and oh, how our ears become all attention, and our gazes remain enraptured in seeing that, from within the stake of the sacrifice wanted by us, she prays. And what does she ask and want? What we ourselves want, that our will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ah! If she could, she would turn heaven and earth upside down. She would want everything in her power, to make everyone ask for what she wants, so that her sacrifice may obtain the intent and bring the fruit wanted by God. Our paternal goodness is such that it is impossible for us not to grant the purpose of a long sacrifice and of a prolixious prayer. These are the conditions on the part of creatures, and this we have done with you. And we want you to know it, because we do not give our things to the blind who, because of their blindness, do not know the goods that are given to them, or those that are around them. Much less so to the mute who, because of their muteness, do not have words to manifest our truths and our graces. The first thing we give is the knowledge of what we want to make of her, and then we give and do what we have disposed. Knowledge can be called the beginning, the void, the seed for where to place the sacrifice and our things, and make the beautiful prayer arise, that debilitates us, enchains us with chains, with inseparable bonds, and makes us grant what she wants. More so since, our will being life and work that gives life to everything and to everyone, in order to come to reign upon earth, it wanted, on the part of the human family, one life of creature at its disposal, that, without opposing, would remain at the mercy of its divine will, that it might do with her whatever it wants. This will serve it as support and condition in order to ensure the kingdom on the part of creatures. Now come the conditions of assurance on the part of God. But to whom could I give them, if not to the one of whom I had asked the sacrifice? So, my long prolixity in manifesting so many truths on my divine will, my prolonged speaking on its kingdom and on the good it wants to do and must do, its long sorrow of about 6,000 years, for it wants to reign and there rejected it. The many promises of goods, of happiness, of joy that it wants to give if they let it reign, have been nothing other than assurances that I have given to the creature of this kingdom of my fiat. And these assurances were made and sealed inside the most beautiful thing, the most sacred, the most precious that is, in the center of the stake of your sacrifice wanted by us. I can say that I never tire giving assurance. I speak, I return to speak, always with new ways, of new truths, new forms, surprising similes, always on my divine will. I would never have said so much if it were not certain that my kingdom is to have its dominion upon earth. Therefore, it is almost impossible that a speaking of mine, so prolixious, and a sacrifice of yours, so continuous, would not have their longed for fruits on the part of God and on the part of creatures. Therefore, continue your flight in that fiat that has the power to make its way, to knock down all difficulties, and, by dint of love, to make of its fiercest enemies its most faithful friends and defenders. Then he added, my daughter, my conception, my birth, my hidden life, my gospel, the miracles, my pains, my tears, my blood that was shed, my death, united all together, formed an invincible army in order to accomplish my redemption. In the same way, all my manifestations on my divine will, from the first to the last word that I will speak, must serve to form the fierce army, all of love, of invincible strength, of irresistible light, of transforming love. They will cast a net around the creature, such that, if she wants to get out, she will be caught inside, she will remain so entangled as to be unable to get out of it. And while she tries to get out, my many manifestations about my will continue to assail her, in such a way as to extend its net even more. So, seeing herself entangled, she will get a taste for the so many beauties of truths, and will feel happy for having been caught in the net of so many of my truths manifested. So, they will form the fulfillment of the kingdom of my divine will. Therefore, each of my manifestations on it is a weapon that must serve to complete a kingdom so holy. If I manifest it and you do not say it, you will cause the necessary weapons to be lacking. Therefore, be attentive. In addition to this, you must know that each word come out of the uncreated wisdom contains life, substance, work, instruction. So, each manifested truth on our divine will have its own office in our kingdom. Many truths will have the office of forming and growing the life of the divine will in the creature. Others will occupy the office of nourishing it. Others will act as teachers. Other truths will have the office of defenders, in such a way that they will place themselves around the creature like an army, so that no one will be able to touch her. See, then, the necessity of my speaking, so prolixious, and of the many truths I have manifested. It was a kingdom that I had to form, that is not formed with few words, with few acts and offices, it takes so many of them. And each truth of mine has the virtue of occupying an office in order to maintain perfect order, perennial peace. It will be the echo of heaven, and they will swim inside a sea of graces, of happiness, under a sun that knows no clouds. The sky will always be serene. My truths on my divine will be the only laws that will dominate the creatures who will enter to live in this kingdom, laws, not of oppressions, but of love, that will sweetly make themselves loved, because in them they will find the strength, the harmony, the happiness, the abundance of all goods. Therefore, courage, and always forward in my divine will. Fiat.